to our final Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, one day away from the preseason finale. Game number 4, the Eagles and the Jets from MetLife Stadium, 7 o'clock kickoff. You can watch it on NBC 10 in Philadelphia. The kickoff show on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, though, that's where you want to be, starting at 6:30 p.m. And Chris, jobs on the line. Some palms are sweaty. Some young fellas here awfully nervous tonight.
Yes, indeed. You look at the roster right now as it stands, and probably 45 of the spots of the 53 are locked into place. But those last 7 or 8 or so, the coaches are using this last game to decide. You're going to see some young players, you know, either further their NFL careers or they're going to have to take a setback. So a lot's on the line, even though you're not going to see the stars, but still some very good roster battles remaining to play out here.
I actually believe that maybe 49, maybe 50 of the jobs are already kind of decided. You take the whole body of work, not just this last preseason game. But it is important for some of the younger players who haven't gotten a lot of reps in the 3 previous preseason games. Should be an interesting one. Matt Barkley and Tim Tebow at the quarterback positions for the Eagles. And one of them is going to win a job. That's one of the roster battles for sure. Let's get you caught up on everything that is happening with the Philadelphia Eagles on this Wednesday. Alex Smith out on the practice field with our Eagles 360 update.
Hi everyone, Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles are packing their buses and getting ready to head up the New Jersey Turnpike to the Meadowlands for Thursday night's preseason finale against the New York Jets. But before that game gets underway, let's take a look back at some of the best from this week's locker room availability. Let's hear from head coach Chip Kelly, quarterbacks Tim Tebow and Matt Barkley on that competition for the third quarterback spot heading into the preseason finale.
No, our opinions aren't formed. It's one more time for game opportunities. Obviously, I think especially with the quarterback position, practice is different just because they're wearing red jerseys. You know, when they're not hit, I think when you get them out there in a game, it's another opportunity to get a legitimate evaluation of them. So there is a lot of weight in it.
I don't feel any pressure at all. No, I don't. I don't think it's anything but just an exciting opportunity. And been in this place before to impress and to move the ball down the field, and I'm excited, like I said, from the get-go, from the opening snap, to get my feet in the ground, to get completions to start it off, and then just get the ball rolling from there.
You approach it the exact same. You just try to focus, understand what they're doing. We don't game plan too much, you know, but get in studying, get recovered, get ready to go, and just go out there and compete.
There are still a number of roster spots up for grab heading into the preseason finale, and the Eagles will need to trim the roster down to 53 players by Saturday afternoon. One of those players on the roster bubble is wide receiver Rashid Bailey, a local product who has stepped up to the plate and put a lot on display for this Eagles coaching staff.
I mean, I'm happy. I'm not putting no pressure on myself. You know, the one thing I always do is I try to say, don't give yourself expectations. So I'm trying to go into this game just playing. Playing hard, you know, put my head down and just playing and having fun. And that's the main thing that's, you know, that I'm going to go out there and try to do, have fun. You know, my mindset is go out there every day and just give it everything you got. I'm not looking at, you know, future things. I'm looking at right now. And right now I'm on this team and I'm going to, you know, put all my effort towards making it. So, you know, whatever happens, happens.
As for Kenyon Barner, another player on that roster bubble, he's proven himself as both a running back and a punt returner, but he knows that he still has one last opportunity to showcase his skills.
That wasn't at the game enough. You can never do enough. You know, there's always more that you can do, always more that you can correct, always more that you can get better. But like I said, at the same time, I just got to go out and do my part. Continue to make plays, continue to capitalize on opportunities, like I said, and hopefully put myself in a great position at the end of the day.
While most of the Eagles starters will not play on Thursday night, we still caught up with wide receiver Jordan Matthews, who spoke about how good this Eagles receiving corps can be, especially when tight end Zach Ertz is back in the mix.
Hey, we got a lot of security blankets. I mean, Sproles is open all the time. He catches everything that goes to him. It's crazy. I mean, I think we've been doing well as offense, but you know, Zach Ertz hasn't even played. So imagine Zach when he gets back. I mean, look, you've seen what Nelson's been able to do. Josh, I mean, we got so many guys, so I'm just another part of the big wheel. And so whenever the ball comes to me, I ever get a chance to make a play, I just got to make it.
The Eagles and Jets kick off from East Rutherford, New Jersey at 7 o'clock on Thursday night. Don't forget that you can get started by watching our kickoff show at 6:30 right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Alex. Great work as always, Chris. We turn now to the Eagles and the Jets. And some young players with their final opportunity to impress not only the Eagles and not only the Jets, but the other teams in the league.
Yes, you know, you're not just playing, and Chip Kelly says all the time, you're not just playing for a spot on the Eagles roster. If you're not going to make it here, Chip Kelly wants to see you make it on a roster elsewhere. So there are some very, very good players. A lot of depth on this Eagles team. Some guys who are going to get cut are going to be instantly picked up by other teams. Of course, you want to see them land here with the Eagles. That's where they spent the entire summer and preseason. But unfortunately, there are only 53 spots to be had on this roster.
And then there's 8 practice squad positions, so the Eagles will fill them as well, and potentially with players like Raheem Mostert. Raheem Mostert in studio next, a running back who's been impressive. That 67-yard kickoff return started things off the right way in Green Bay. Is it enough for Mostert to make this roster? We check in with him when Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity, returns.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Preseason game number 4 means a lot for a lot of players. And the man to my right, well, could mean a roster spot for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, running back Raheem Mostert. Congratulations, first of all, on a terrific preseason and spring and everything in your effort to become a Philadelphia Eagle. What's Thursday mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, going in there and trying to give it my all. Trying to show these coaches, you know, I really want to make the team and I really want to contribute for the upcoming season. So, I mean, just going in there and just, like I said, playing and giving it my all is one thing that I can basically do.
Have you felt that you're up to speed physically, that it's that you are physically able to play in this league and that the speed of the game, the size of the game, the strength of the game, not too much for you?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely have coming in, you know, a little bit worried, you know, that maybe my size isn't the appropriate size or whatever the case may be. But, I mean, I came in and got the first couple hits in the first preseason game. I was like, oh, you know what, it's just like another football game. Mm-hmm. So take that mindset and just play each down. That's something that I really try to focus on, you know, not worrying about my size or my abilities, just going out there and just giving it my best effort. So that's one thing that I really try to focus on.
You've been able to use your speed to a great asset. And, you know, there's this kind of criticism of track guys mm-hmm. trying to play football. You're not a track guy player. You're a fast football player. Is that mm-hmm. the way you look at it?
Yeah, like I said in college, you know, I'm just a player, honestly, that just loves the game and just wants to go out there and compete. It does have a tendency saying that basically, you know, track guys don't play well enough football. But I mean, I come in and I just want to play. I don't track whatever. I just like playing the game. So that's one thing that I really do love to do is just run fast and play. That's it.
Well, you were running fast and playing really well on Saturday, opening kickoff against the Green Bay Packers. Take us through the play. What did you see? What did you feel? What were you thinking in that green grass at Lambeau?
Well, you know, just sitting there,
I've been starting the kickoff return squad for the past two preseason games, and my third one, I was just like, you know what, Raheem, I want to take one out. I haven't been able to get the chance to take one out. So I was sitting back there. I was like, hey, if it's 5 yards deep, I'm taking it out. I'm not going to be selfish. If they kick it further than that, I'm going to do what I've been doing. But, you know, the kicker really put it 5 yards deep, and I was like, all right, this is my chance. And I saw green grass on the right-hand side, and I was just like, you know what, it's time to hit it. So that's all.
What was the feeling like when you were done? Does it literally give you a jolt of confidence?
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. You know, you get past the 50-yard line, and you're like, okay, now it's time. You know, one thing that Coach Kelly and Coach Phipp always says is if it's kickoff return or kickoff, set the tempo. You know, kickoff return, we came here to play. So that's one of the things that I wanted to focus on was I came to play, and we all came to play that game, so yeah.
It was a great game. Raheem, what was it like the first time you go into the running back's room and there's DeMarco Murray and there's Darren Sproles and there's Ryan Matthews? Was it at all a wow, I'm in the NFL moment?
It was, you know, just because I'm in a room with future Hall of Famers, guys that have been in the league for 6+ years, so I mean, it was overwhelming at first, but you know, once you get to know them and stuff like that and understand how they approach the game and what they do to get better for themselves and for the team, really eases everything else. You know, me being a rookie and stuff like that, undrafted, you know, they really took me under their wing, and I really am thankful that they've done that.
How do you balance the jitters of understanding that this is a business? Just seen a few players go, friends who've mm-hmm. you worked with for the last few months. How do you balance that out with understanding that there's a job to be had out there?
You know, I just look at it as, you know, I have to continue to grow. You know, I see guys come and go, and that's what Deuce has been telling me specifically, Raheem. You know, in this industry, there's going to be some guys coming and going, but you just got to focus on you. You got to focus on honing in on your craft and understanding the playbook, understanding your assignment. So that's one thing I've been really trying to just focus on is my craft and my playbook and the abilities that I have. So that way I won't be in that position, or if a better position comes, then, you know, I would have to take it. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, hey, man, I see a big game in your future on Thursday.
Thank you.
Continued good luck and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Raheem Mostert, thanks for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
My Jennings Power Reclining Sofa or Power Reclining Console Love Seat, only $6.99 each.
Recline with the touch of a button. Supreme support with Bob-O-Pedic memory foam seating.
Your choice, only $6.99 each. Only at My Bob's Discount Furniture.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Yeah! Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
What makes a temple owl? Meet Stella. She's wise, fierce, and she's not alone. Temple University, where owls call home. We are the cherry in white. The city is our classroom. We lead the rush hour, making our mark on every field around the world. A world without Temple, well, that's like the sky without the North Star. Temple, never stopping.
With Xfinity, stream your recordings anywhere or download them to your smartphone or tablet to watch when you're offline.
Oh, now that would be nice.
Let's take it on the train.
Awesome.
Or on a plane.
This will work in a plane.
You can even watch on the moon.
Call or click today.
We welcome you back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We heard from Raheem Mostert, one of the players who is on the roster bubble, if you will. Chris, let's talk about it now. Who else has a job out there that a convincing performance on Thursday could win them a spot here?
I think the position you're looking at, I'm going to start with the secondary. How is the cornerback situation going to shake out? You have players like Jalen Watkins, rookies like Randall Evans, Denzel Rice, who has impressed throughout the course of the summer and preseason to this point. You know, who is going to remain from the roster in that spot there?
Watkins is an interesting conversation. We saw him as a cornerback last year, potentially as a safety this year. He's kind of played both positions and really hasn't found a home. Do the Eagles see him as a hybrid who can fill in at both safety and cornerback, or is he kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, and thus really not good enough to make this run? He needs a big game on Thursday to make
it. Huge game for him. Let's stick with the secondary, the safety position. Certainly, you have the stars with Malcolm Jenkins and Walter Thurman locked into place, but what about that third safety spot? You know, Chris Maragos is a veteran, a special teams ace. Chris Brzezinski was very good on special teams last season, but you have young guys like Ed Reynolds, who spent last year on the practice squad. Jerome Coupland, who was added to the roster late last season, who had a little bit of a setback because of the appendectomy. How will those guys play into it? How many will the Eagles keep at that safety position?
I think the Eagles will keep four safeties. I think Maragos is in with Thurman and Jenkins, and then it comes down to Brzezinski versus Reynolds versus Coupland. And I believe that at this point, Brzezinski has the lead because he's so much more experienced in the special teams phase. But again, a big game by Coupland, who has to show that he can cover in space, or a big game from Ed Reynolds, a fifth-round draft pick a year ago, could earn him at the very least a practice squad spot and perhaps a spot on the 53-man. How about wide receiver, where Rashid Bailey has been so impressive? The Eagles look like they're locked into six wide receivers there. Is there a place for a Caron Pratt or a Rashid Bailey?
I think it's very tough at this point. You know, you look at the stars, you have Jordan Matthews working out of the slot, Josh Huff and Riley Cooper on the outside. Miles Austin, a savvy veteran, I think has a home here. He's been a mentor to the younger players, and he's a guy who could be very productive still in this offense. Nelson Aguilar, the first-round pick, you know he's definitely on the roster. And Shehi Ejiofor-Tutu, you look at him and say, well, how does he fit into the receiver position? He's more of the special teams guy, filling that Brad Smith role, so to speak, from last year.
But a huge upgrade from Brad
very
Smith.
So,
runs
yes.
better, more physical. And Eagles fans, they get these questions all the time about Shehi. As a wide receiver, will he help? Probably not. The Eagles are deep there. But on special teams, a core member of what Dave Phipp does. And Shehi Ejiofor-Tutu is a dominant special teams player, San Diego's most valuable special teams player a year ago. He will make this roster. He will play the gunner position in the Eagles special teams, as they've shown already in the preseason, in line again to be the NFL's best. One more. Kenyon Barner, in or out?
I think he's in. You know, we had this discussion before about he and Darren Sproles, very similar roles in this, if you look at it from the offensive standpoint. But I think if you have Kenyon Barner, who can help from the return standpoint, you can do more with Darren Sproles in the offensive game plan. You saw what he did Saturday night in the win over the Green Bay Packers. I certainly think it does help to have someone who can kind of take some of the load off of Sproles in the special teams game. But Barner's also produced on offense as well. So to me, I think there is a home for a fourth running back, and I think Barner is the lead at this point.
Of course, we're watching everything on Thursday night, but those are the positions we're highlighting. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, I'm going to put Chris McPherson on the spot. Who's the quarterback? Who's the number three? Will it be Matt Barkley? Will it be Tim Tebow? We'll talk about it when we return in just one moment.
Have you ever dreamed of owning Eagles season tickets? Well, these two seats could be yours, because Comcast SportsNet and the Eagles are giving away a pair of tickets for the entire Eagles 2015 season. Every week this summer brings you closer to the dream with a new chance to win these seats. It's easy to enter. Just answer this week's poll question. Enter now at philadelphiaeagles.com/CSNPhilly, and these could be yours.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online, or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place a fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified, authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Yeah.
Comcast SportsNet is giving away a pair of Eagles season tickets. Enter to win at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSN Philly. Welcome back. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, our final segment for Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And now we'll have this last conversation. We all know Thursday's about, in large part, the quarterback position. Who wins the number three job behind Sam Bradford and Mark Sanchez? Chris, will it be Matt Barkley? Will it be Tim Tebow? Or will the Eagles go outside the organization and add somebody?
I didn't know if you were going to go that route.
Why not?
So, but I will say in-house. Now, I'm going to make the case for Matt Barkley here. Obviously, very experienced in this offense. I think he's developed as a quarterback, much stronger arm than in years past, can run the offense efficiently. The question is, do the Eagles want someone who is very much like a Mark Sanchez as on the roster, or do they want something different? And that's where Tim Tebow comes into the picture. The Eagles tease fans and opponents alike by putting out Tebow for the two-point conversions. You know he can make plays with his legs. He has improved as a passer throughout the course of training camp. So I think it really depends on the flavor that the Eagles want to go there.
If you're
asking me here,
I am.
I think that the Eagles have so many tough decisions that they say to themselves, look, do we want to duplicate another backup quarterback that's similar to Sanchez? I think for that reason, they're going to go in the Tim Tebow direction for the third quarterback.
So wait, you just said Barkley or Tebow. Who is it going to be, Barkley or Tebow?
I said Tebow.
You said Tebow. I thought you said Barkley earlier.
No. Okay. I'm saying if you're making the case for them. I was laying out the case, the groundwork, how the Eagles can approach it.
I actually also believe that it will be Tim Tebow, barring a spectacular game on Thursday from Matt Barkley, who I just don't think has separated himself enough from Tebow. What does Tebow bring to the table? Well, Chris talked about the difference with his legs, the way you can tailor that game plan. But I also think he just has that infectious attitude, team first, really gregarious in the locker room. And I just think he's kind of the player, kind of the kind of guy you want in your locker room. I'm going to go with Tim Tebow, assuming that both of them play well on Thursday night. And
I still think
Matt Barkley can play in this league. I just get this feeling, and this is just a guess, that Tim Tebow will be got. We're going to tune in just like you are. NBC 10, 7 o'clock on Thursday night. We've got full coverage on PhiladelphiaEagles.com beginning at 6:30 with the kickoff show. We've got the halftime report and, of course, the postgame show presented by Rico. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks so much for joining us throughout these last few weeks. Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves all right. Eagles night.